No, playing music.
Go, Craig.
Yes.
Welcome to the Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, Wells, you still around?
Yeah. Relatively speaking.
Relatively
speaking. Yeah.
All right, so it's a show two. Media stuff. I got a new OLED TV.
Ooh. Hey, me too.
It's pretty. What'd you get, Wells?
LG C5, 55-inch. Okay.
Very nice.
All that will fit in my little nook.
Cool. I got a Samsung S90.
Nice.
65. Watching football on it, man. Whew, that was sexy.
Yeah, I was really bummed. I was 0.7, like the 65-inch was 0.7 inches too big to fit in the space where I wanted it to fit. Oh. 0.7. I'm like, fuck
that
you.
That sucks.
Yep. Not great.
That sucks. Have you played any games on it yet?
No.
I know what you did.
Nothing that's new. I've been like kind of playing Mass Effect and just watching a whole bunch of Lord of the Rings stuff. So, yeah. Not really.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's part of like. So, come to find out, my receiver is old and it can't do all the cool things that my TV can do. So now that turned into. I have to replace my receiver, and that has now turned into, I get to replace my speakers too. So it wasn't just a TV, simple TV upgrade, but, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. All I really have done on it so far is watch football. Once I get the new sound system hooked up, it'll be movie time. And Jeff, you were talking about some movies, so.
Yeah, so for those in the Charlotte area, I watched Roofman, Channing Tatum, and Kirsten Dunst, and... it's kind of a rom-com, I guess, more than anything, true story kind of deal, but shot a lot around here locally, so that was kind of fun. Watched the second 3 hours of the most recent Mission Impossible. Stuff happened. I don't know, man. There was the AI was bad and I kind of checked out about halfway through them. So I think either my give a shit about Mission Impossible gave up, or I don't know. It felt like every scene was trying to be the heaviest, most gravitas filled scene of all time. And everything was drawn out and dramatic music. And I'm like, you guys, can we just like, I like these movies because, you know, big stunts and action. And then they'd get to a big stunt in action. I'm like, oh, this doesn't mean anything to me anymore, because the last scene where they were just having a conversation was played so hard and so serious that like now the stunt doesn't mean anything. Like it was weird. I wasn't happy with that.
Back to Roofman. Was it actually funny or kind of funny, or what was the deal?
It's a rom-com. It is not like, you're not going to be quoting it. It's not funny. It's just, you know, like it's
not Jump Street funny.
Correct. Correct. Okay. It was just a nice movie. It was, you know, yeah.
Just a nice movie. Video game wise, I know it'll mean jack shit to probably anybody who listens to the show, especially you two, but I'm finishing up Clair Obscura Expedition 33.
Nice.
Finally. Started playing it, and then Microsoft did their whole stupid Game Pass bullshit, so I canceled it, and then it went on sale during the Steam Winter sale, so I was like, fuck it, I'll buy it.
Yeah, this is show two where Wells and I talk about watching movies and TV, and Josh is like, can't do that, got to play games, especially games you've never heard of. Now, Clair Obscura, obviously, like, you know.
One game of the year all over the place.
Highly lauded. Yep. Yeah. Highly lauded, very good, happy for you, and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah. Yeah.
No, now that I have a new TV, I do want to start getting back into movies again, finally. Like,
there you go. Or, you know, watch Peacemaker, finally. Like, whatever.
Well, I'll do that. Like, I know it's funny, but you don't realize how shitty your old TV is until you get a new one.
Correct.
And you go, wow.
But I will say the weird part of that is within about a week and a half, you'll get completely accustomed to it and won't matter anymore.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm in a sweet spot.
I saw that, like, you know, every time a new game comes out, oh, the graphics on this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, the first 10, 15 minutes, I'm like, yeah, no, it's pretty. And then after that, like, I just get adjusted to it. It doesn't, like, who cares?
Yeah, because, like, I'm sitting there going, man, I know my PC is just, like, right there. I could just plug my PC into this, and I could just game from my couch and have all the basic same features that I have on my fancy-ass monitor. It's just not curved. Yeah. It's crazy. Anyways, into the news. I put most of these stories together, so I will take the lead on this show.
About damn
time. Hey!
The oldest monastic brewery in Germany is set to sell.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It is a nearly 1,000-year-old brewery. And it is going to be bought up by, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but this is Schneider Weisse, right?
Schneider Weisse?
Schneider Weisse.
So yep. Are they still making monkish beer? Abbey beer? Abbey ales? I mean, like, what's the scope here of the sale? Are they, you know, are they taking over the recipes? Is it just, you know, Schneider Weisse really wants the monastery as a destination tap room? Like, what's the rundown?
They're handing over production. So,
but has handed over production. So 50 years ago, this monastery's breweries beers were contracted out to another brewery. The Bischoff Brewery. So that brewery where the actual Bischoff. So that brewery where the beer is actually going to be made is also going to be sold to Schneider. Plus the monastery itself is wild. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it sucks to see something like, you know, that's been around for 1,000 years, like, folding, but also, like, monasteries are, still around. But anyway, at least the 21 employees that this, will affect are told that they will still have jobs.
Well, that's good.
They'll still be monks.
Well, I mean, again, the brewery itself, like, production was taking place outside of the monastery, so I don't know about the monks, but the brewers that actually make the beer will still make it.
Gotcha.
And you know, too, and this kind of bleeds into the next story, beer consumption is just kind of down worldwide, and that is one of the citing reasons that people aren't buying this particular monastery's beer, which I guess, too, when you think about beer trends, like, you're not going to get a hazy IPA from a monastery, right? You're just going to get traditional German beers and
Abbey ales.
Yeah, and Abbey ales. You're going to get things that, you know, beer nerds are going to like, right? Like, we're going to be all into, but the average public is not going to be into that style of beer. And I mean, it does suck, especially something that as old as this is. But, you know, people still have their jobs. That's a positive, at least.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of going along with that, beer in Canada is starting to dry up as well. And a lot of these breweries in Canada are going out of business. And it's the same basic thing that we've been talking about here in the U.S. It's just happening everywhere in the world. Alcohol consumption is down. Beer isn't as big in Canada as it is in some of the other countries. I'm not saying it's not, you know, one of the things, but it's a thing, but it's not a thing, right? Like, Canada isn't a beer centric culture, so to speak. So you're going to start seeing some of these breweries that are there and you can't make money and everything's more expensive. You don't have a choice. You're just gonna have to close your doors at some point.
Yeah. It makes it tough.
And, you know, I go back to thinking about specifically like Canada. I have a bunch of friends in Canada, or I don't really talk to him all that much anymore, but used to quite a bit, especially in the COVID days. And I'd always ask him, like, hey, what are your actual breweries up there? And a lot of them don't even know because they're just, they don't care. It's right. not like a thing like it is here. Like, oh, yeah. I'm going to Charlotte. Here are these breweries. Or like, I saw an article that was on Reddit and I almost wanted to bring it up on the show. Like, this guy was going to Pliny Day and he wanted to know what to expect. And I was like, oh, Jeff's been to Pliny. Like, unless you're like hardcore into beer, you're not going to know some of this shit. And a lot of the people up in Canada just don't seem to care about beer at all. It's Timmy's, it's Molson, and that's all they fucking care about.
But also, like, I feel like we're a little unique in that we do care as much as we care, right? Like, I'm sure, you know, the other countries look at us and go like, man, I don't care. I just want a beer. Although I did, you know, as I was sitting at the airport bar, had a couple hours to kill, and one of the guys, a couple chairs down from me, was from Australia, and some other guy sits down, and so we're all just kind of chit-chatting, whatever, killing time, and the other guy makes the, you know, normal joke about, oh, you're from Australia, you know, do you like Foster's? And, you know, of course, you say that to an Australian, and they get, like, patently offended.
Are you?
Because they don't drink Foster's. But, you know, I think to the same degree, a lot of, you know, I don't think the craft beer culture is anywhere near as ingrained anywhere else as it is in the US.
Exactly. Exactly it. I mean, if you kind of scroll down, you can actually see how bad the beer sales have dipped.
Yeah.
From 2006, sorry, to last year. It's stark.
Yeah, the volume of beer sold at liquor stores and retailers looks like in 2006 is the first great data point. Well, 2005 is the first data point. We're going from 2,177,000. So 2.2 million barrels of or liters of beer down to 1.9, which isn't like the biggest. I mean, yep.
Yeah, it's a drop and it's going to continue. I mean, you can make data say anything, right? It's easy. It's true. This is proof in the pudding. You're looking at a 2.1 to 1.9 drop. It's not that deep, but it still is at the same time. And I think, again, I know so many Canadians that it's not like Jeff said, it's not ingrained in that culture like it is in some of the other parts of the world or specifically here in the US. Like,
yeah, I've got a Canadian friend and he will a lot of times send me shelf pictures of shelves at stores that he's at. He's like, oh, you know, it's got this beer and it's a 7% IPA. I don't know if it's going to be too strong. And I'm like, oh, bless your heart.
strong.
Yeah. Well, you know, like they're, But I mean, it's that weird thing where like, you know, I mean, he's into whiskey, you know, so that's fine. But like beer can, you know, play out differently. And so,
well, I'm saying that is the other thing. Like all the ones that I knew the same way, they're into whiskey. They're not into beer. Like, and I get it. It's fucking cold up there.
Yeah.
I would probably rather be into whiskey than beer.
Yeah. And you know, they do have a lot of the same styles. They're just not as, you know, it's not as ubiquitous.
Yeah.
You know, but they're, you know, starting to get more of the, you know, pastry style stouts and barrel aged stuff. And there's some interesting looking stuff he'll send me, you know, photos of, but you know, in a lot of cases, I'm just like, yeah, that's
from like 5 years ago here.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, you know, other than getting a couple bottles of Puppers just for the jokes, I'm good.
Yeah. Wells, any other thoughts? You didn't throw in a whole lot on that one.
No, okay. Not really. I'm saving myself for this, for the next two.
The listicle.
Oh God. Yeah.
I love when I find a bad listicle, and this one feels pretty bad. This is from Mashable, and it is the best brewery in your state, hands down.
Okay,
I've never heard of Mashed. Like, Mashed.com, what the fuck is this?
I've heard of them before.
I don't think
is this Mashable? Are you sure this is the same company, Josh?
Nope.
No, it's Mashed, not Mashable. Different company.
Yeah, different company. I've heard of
Mashed before. So anyways, okay. Wells, what's your problem?
That the beer that they chose to be the, so it's the best brewery in your state, right?
Which based on Untappd ratings,
but well, it's based on so much. It's like, right. It's like we consider awards from World Beer Cup and GABF. We also consider Untappd, USA Today, craft beer. So is that craftbeer.com? Like, what is that? And more. So here are the best breweries in every US state. And I'm based just going to like, I'm just going to be that guy because I'm a little bit out of shape about it. I've never heard of the brewery that they chose as the best brewery in Virginia.
I was about to ask you that.
So who did they pick
for Virginia?
St. George Brewing Company. And you know what? I think I do remember seeing them. I do remember, but God, it's, I haven't had St. George in probably 20 years.
Okay.
That can't be, this can't be right. Anyway.
My guess on all of this is that this is one of those lists where they try to make it sound like it's very scientific and everything. And it really comes down to the beer in the state that I know. And if I haven't been to that state to try it, I'll lean on Untappd or GABF maybe, but I'm gonna go for whatever the easiest answer is.
Yeah. Cause yeah. I would say I'm staring directly on and no offense by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm staring at Georgia and it's Monday night. Is Monday night the best brewery in the entire state of Georgia?
I would say yes. Who's better?
Yeah. Who's better? Seriously. Who's better, Josh?
I don't know. I haven't been to Georgia in forever.
Son of a...
But to that point, like, did they just randomly pick one? Because, again, I'm staring at another one. Highland. There's a lot better breweries in North Carolina than Highland. And I think we can all agree with that.
And that's nothing against Highland. I think Highland is a great brewery. But, and they are the largest by volume in the state of North Carolina. The best, though, I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't feel like it is. Or here's another one, and this will be fighting words, I know. Illinois, Revolution. Is it the best brewery in all of Illinois?
I mean, you could make a statement for phase three, but I think top to bottom, Revolution's
pretty tough. Or off-color, or?
Off-color feels like the trendy pick because, you know, it's off-color. I'm not saying, or not off. Who am I thinking? Side Project, Missouri.
Or Jeff, what about Sun King? Is it the best brewery in Indiana?
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, they have the most variety. Sun King, Three Floyds. You know, I mean, even anymore, I'm not sure I'd pick Three Floyds either. I mean, every time one of these listicles comes out, that's what happens, right? We have this conversation, this breathless argument about, well, they picked Lua Brewing for Iowa instead of, oh gosh, Toppling Goliath.
Yeah.
But it was named the number one brew pub in the U.S. by USA Today 10 Best Reader's Choices in 2025.
So that makes congrats. It clearly, oh yeah, that's so much better than like Assassin.
I
mean, some of these I will admit that probably are correct, like Monday night. I don't know. I haven't been to Georgia in forever. Who knows?
Yeah.
It probably is the best because I love Monday night. It's no slight against Monday night to say that they're not. Yeah. Treehouse is on this list. Big shocker. Off color. Side Project is on this list. Again, big shocker. Like
Allagash, makes sense. I feel like we can all agree on Allagash.
We can, but maybe not. I mean, I've never been to Maine. I don't know any other Maine breweries, and I know Maine's got a shit ton of breweries, so who knows?
Okay. But, like, seriously, it's Allagash.
It probably is. You're probably right. That's the fun thing about these lists, though, is I know it feels like it's breathless, but you talk about some of these places, and, like, to Wells's point, Wells lives in Virginia and has not heard of that, well, 20 years ago heard of this brewery.
Oh, yeah, I used to pick them up at the make-your-own-six-pack Total Wine when I was first getting into craft beer.
I mean, but again, meanwhile, he works at one of the most popular breweries in the whole state, worked at another one previously, and then is surrounded by them in Richmond.
But it's easy to just say, like, well, these are the ones, these are the best ones that I've had, you know, or that I agreed based on a list that I saw that suits me. You know, it's another listicle.
Yep. These people are, I mean, dang it, Josh, why are you using mashed.com?
Are they washed?
For breweries instead of, like, potato recipes.
My favorite on this list, though, you guys will remember this, is from Ohio, Fatheads. And weren't we supposed to get a Fatheads here? And that never happened?
Was totally going to be a thing.
I think so. It turned into something else, though. That was ancient history, man.
Yep. But I remember talking about it. And I remember seeing that on other listicles of it's the best brewery in Ohio. And they tried to expand and it didn't happen. Last but not least, Wells, I picked this story specifically for you.
Yeah. Why? Because I love Godzilla?
Yes. So Pabst and Godzilla are teaming up to make one of those giant 99 packs of Pabst that they always do. This will just have Godzilla branding on it.
And I've seen a lot of the Godzilla branded cans already, but I have not seen a 99 pack of them. And maybe my local has been getting, I guess just like the regular 12 packs, but yeah, that's freaking ridiculous. You're releasing a 99 pack of beer, and yes, this is just like a big ass gimmick, but it's a big ass Godzilla sized gimmick.
Yeah, it is. And this is not the first time that Pabst has done this. Keep in mind, they've done this 99 pack before. They're just throwing again Godzilla branding on this version of it.
Well, it looks like they've got Godzilla in the 12 pack as well.
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Nice,
but they also made it in the 99 pack.
Yeah, I mean, it's not enough to get me to buy PBR, but, you know.
It does make me wonder if those 99 beers are stored inside that pack loosely, or if the 99 pack, for some reason, just holds a whole bunch of cases inside.
Mm.
Like how we saw that with, what was the beer now? Hyalai. Was doing that like 5 gallon bucket of beer, but it was it was just cans of beer inside the bucket. And it just makes me wonder, like, how is this being done? I don't know. But still, I mean, I'm not buying it because what in the world am I going to drink a 99 pack of beer? But it's pretty severe to see this picture of the 99 pack like next to just regular cases of PBR. That's pretty incredible. Like, bring a pickup truck or something. Holy shit. These are huge.
Will this fit in my Honda Civic?
No, it will not.
It will not.
Maybe on the roof.
Mm.
All right. Well, that's it for news. Unless anybody's got anything else.
No.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, let's flip it to what we've been drinking. So Jeff, have you popped open a new one for show two?
Nope. Yes and no. I'm on my second can of Canadian lager. So
nice.
Just keep the party going.
All right, Wells.
I went from a nice clean beer to a nice not so clean beer. Another hazy IPA, this time from the Vale. It is Suspended, which is a lovely little, I mean, it's a little guy. It's only like 6% ABV, so hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
Not everything has to be 8% plus, apparently.
That's true.
But yeah, I dig it. Josh, what you drinking?
So funny enough, I did the same exact thing. I went from a clean boy to a hazy boy. To my eyes, as I am shopping Common Market, all of a sudden I see the Cellarist has now dropped some beers.
And very nice.
Yes, I was very happy and picked up pretty much all of them that they had. We'll have a few of them on the next in-person show. But this is the Juice Kiosk. It's a hazy IPA. It's really good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was very happy. Mr. Wells. No.
Yeah.
Mr. Jeff. We're at the end of the show. Where are we at?
Oh, same place as usual. Come check us out on the interwebs at craftbeercast.com. Find links for old episodes, our Patreon, our socials that we don't pay any attention to. Contact at craftbeercast.com. You want to send us an email. Otherwise, try and stay warm out there. Wells, can they find you anywhere?
They can find me at All the Wells on the Instagrams. Josh, where can they find you?
Besides right here, just really quick, just had to shout this out because I was a little upset. The cellarist, or cellar maker, sorry, apparently labels at the top of their can, not at the bottom, which is weird, but hey, more power to you. These are right now, currently, as I'm drinking, less than a month old. So,
nice.
Yes. Yes. Well, actually, a little older than a month, but they're not wildly out of date. Anyways, you can hit up our subreddit /r/craftbeercast. Rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody. And yeah, other than that, I think that's it. So we'll talk to you all next Thursday.
Hell yeah.